Hi everybody, I'm Lights Camera Jackson with the LCJ Q&A, and joining me is Rick Michel, the producer of the new Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, the series. Rick, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jackson. Happy to be here.
Fantastic. So you were part of the executive team on 2013's Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. Were there a lot of discussions as you were making that film as far as doing a TV series next in this franchise?
I think it was in the back of our minds that this property would make a great television series. I think we were focused on the film for sure and making that film the best it could be. And once that film turned out so great and the audience responded so positively, we thought, well, how can we continue this franchise and bring it to a whole new audience? And that's when we kind of said, let's move ahead now on going into a television series.
And this series is actually a prequel to the movies. Was that part of your initial concept for the show?
It really was. I think almost from the beginning, we thought a prequel would be ideal for television because the audience for television is really a 6 to 11 year old demographic in terms of animated television series. So we thought having a prequel with Flint, around 15 years old and Sam around 15 years old, having those two at that age makes them aspirational characters for our audience. Whereas if they were adults in the series, they might be too old in terms of being aspirational and hitting our demographic. So we thought a prequel would be great. And we brought in our partners, DHX Media, to really help us create this show and produce this show. And once they were involved, we went out to a number of writers and really hit the jackpot with our two showrunners, Alex Galatis and Mark Eavestaff. And those guys came up with just a great concept for this series. And that kind of got us started. What we also did was we kept Phil Lord and Chris Miller involved, as really creative consultants on the show, and they really helped maintain the integrity of the property and the comedy for the brand. So we started, with a great team behind this show from the get-go, and that really helped set it on its right course.
And there's a really strong moment in the first episode, the preview episode that just aired recently on Cartoon Network, where Sam admits she's hesitant about starting up a friendship with Flint because she moves a lot and hates saying goodbye to friends that she's become very attached to. That's very, very deep for an animated series for kids.
Well, from the beginning, we said that this show has to be a comedy with strong, strong heart to it, strong emotional heart, strong emotional content. And we wanted it to be funny, we wanted it to be a comedy, but we also wanted Sam and Flint's friendship to be, really strong and real. And they're friends, and they fight sometimes, and they have disagreements, and they end up helping each other, and sometimes they don't. But we wanted it to be real, and we wanted it to have emotional content. We've got some great interpersonal relationships here between Flint and his dad, Jim. You see a lot of father-son stuff going on in our show. You've got the mayor, Shelbourne, and his son, Gil, who have a really comedic father-son relationship where Gil is always striving for the attention of his father. And at the heart of it is Sam and Flint, and as I said, their friendship. So don't get me wrong, this is an out-and-out comedy. Mm-hmm. This show is really, really funny. I mean, there is a lot of laughs, and it's in many ways great cartoon making,
mm-hmm.
you know, in an old-fashioned Tex Avery kind of way. But it also tugs at the heartstrings a bit, and we're very proud of that.
Yeah, and the animation is hand-drawn, like some of the Cloudy shorts and the end credit sequences from the past. Do you have more freedoms and fewer challenges by going to hand-drawn as opposed to CGI when it comes to these characters and these stories?
Yeah, I think we did. That was also a decision we made early on to go 2D rather than CG. It's actually done in Harmony. The show, and we just felt that that would give us more leeway in terms of all the action and the comedic action we wanted to achieve. Budgetarily, there was some more freedom with that. And as you'll see when you see the show, once you start watching the show, you know you're watching Cloudy. And it doesn't matter that it's in 2D or CG. It really works on that, you know, fan level, and I think our audience will really relate to it. But it was the right way to go for television, and I think it really looks great. DHX, their team, managed to really capture, in terms of design and character design, set design, everything, to really evoke the movie, but to make this really a distinct world of its own in 2D. And it's not easy, you know, to take a brand and make that happen, keep what fans love about it, but take it into a new medium. And I have to say the team they put together really did a great job.
I've always wanted to know how involved the author of the book, Judy Barrett, has been in seeing her book be adapted into two movies and now this TV show.
Well, I know Judy was kept in the loop as to what was happening. She wasn't very involved in the television series because this was a departure, you know, from the movies and the books. But I think, I don't want to speak for her. You can ask her. But I'm hoping that when she sees the series, she'll be really happy with it and feel like it's a great continuation of, you know, her book property. I think I'm hopeful that she will. I know she's liked some of the designs and things that we've shown her, but I'm hopeful that once she sees it, she'll feel really as positive as we do.
Yeah, I definitely hope so too. So Rick, if there was a real Flidsmifer in real life and any food could fall from the sky, what would you hope it would be?
Oh, well, you know, for me, that's easy because, you know, I love great pizza. I'm a real pizza nut. I search out all the wood-burning ovens in Los Angeles to find the best pizza. So for me, it would be pizza. But, of course, for you know, everybody has their own favorite food. I should mention in this series that we have a whole new crop of inventions. Almost on an episode-by-episode basis, we have new inventions that Flynn has come up with. And I'm amazed that the writers managed to really come up with these just wild and crazy inventions. I think in one of our first episodes, we have this invention that tosses garbage to the dump in the middle of the ocean. And there's just many, many things like that on a daily basis which Flynn comes up with. So you'll see a lot of great inventions, and you'll even see some kind of interesting science in the show, very subtle. It's definitely not, overt, but it's there. You know, the writers really were able to capture so much humor, but also, you know, a little bit of science in there. So it'll make kids interested in science feel really good when they watch this show.
Very cool. Yeah, that's a great goal to have. Well, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, the series, premieres Monday, March 6th at 5:30 p.m. Eastern with a new episode every weekday in March on Cartoon Network. Rick Michel, Rick, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Jackson. Anytime.
Fantastic. All right. I'm Lights, Camera Jackson with the LCJ Q&A.